Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang. As part of our special series for the American Society on Aging, our guest today on the Not Old Better Show is Lori Bitter. Lori Bitter is an expert on aging and the mature consumer. Lori Bitter is a strategist, analyst, research leader, and the former president of advertising giant J. Walter Thompson's Boomer Division, JWT Boom. Lori Bitter co-produces the What's Next Boomer Business Summit, held this year at the American Society on Aging event in San Francisco.
The event is called the What's Next Boomer Business Summit, and we try to emphasize that what's next because each year we try to bring companies and people to the forefront who are really on the cutting edge of what's happening in this space.
That, of course, is Lori Bitter, our guest today on our special series for the American Society on Aging. Today's show is about the Boomer Business Summit and is part of ASA's 2020 View, your blueprint for the longevity economy. So join me in welcoming to the Not Old Better Show via Skype, Lori Bitter. Lori Bitter, it is such a pleasure to speak with you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, the Boomer Business Summit is coming up, and as we are highlighting many of the American Society on Aging events, the Boomer Business Summit is March 28th, kind of right there in the middle. So tell us a little bit about the general theme of the event. What are you really looking to kind of convey here?
Sure. So the event is called the What's Next Boomer Business Summit, and we try to emphasize that what's next because each year we try to bring companies and people to the forefront who are really on the cutting edge of what's happening in this space. So it's a little different than the other events we do every year. We really are looking at either existing companies who are making bold statements in some way or new companies who are looking at the aging consumer from a different through a different lens or providing a different kind of service. And this year's theme is called the 2020 View, your blueprint for the longevity opportunity. So you'll see many of the sessions are focused on how to help companies get where they need to be by the year 2020 for this consumer. And some of the work that Mary Furlong and I have been doing with our clients has been based on creating sort of an ecosystem, if you will, or a blueprint of the longevity economy. And so the work we do with clients is to help them connect the dots and see how they fit into really to that master plan of what's going on in that ecosystem. So we thought that would make a great theme for this year's conference, and people will see that in all of the sessions.
Well, tell us a little bit about the sessions. Who's speaking? I saw on the agenda you're going to have Rachel Francine, who's going to sing a little bit for us?
Yes. Yes. SingFit has been a real friend to the conference and a sponsor. You know, they're doing amazing things with music therapy and older adults. And so we love to highlight them. Whenever we can get them on stage to lead us in song, we love to have them there. So the summit is, the main day of the summit is Wednesday, March 28th. And of course, it's in San Francisco this year. But we also have pre-conference sessions that we're just announcing this week. Those will be on Tuesday, March 27th for the full day before. And those will be at the Hotel Nikko. Okay. So people can go to the website later this week and they'll be able to look at everything that's available on Tuesday as well. We expect for the summit to sell out. We have about 350 seats, and right now half of them are filled. So we are on path to sell out the event at this point.
That's great. We'll make sure and put links up to some of the pre-conference material for you and tweet all of that stuff out too. But the press is going to be there. This is a big deal each year.
Yeah, it really is. It really is an important conference. There are lots of conferences that focus on different aspects of the aging consumer's life, like housing or finance. But this is the conference that really brings it all together. And as I said earlier, we've been really focused on mapping the ecosystem of the longevity economy. What are all the life stages and the touch points that products and services have with older consumers? And so this is the conference where we try to bring all of those touch points together. So you're going to see journalists who write in tech and business. You're going to see journalists from money and work. You're going to see people who write about personal finance and investment for retirement. So, you know, we're sort of surrounding the consumer with information, right, from all these different sources. And the businesses are equally reflected. We've got experts from the nonprofit and the business world around caregiving and what's new in caregiving, how to create content strategies that resonate with these consumers. Mm-hmm. We have investors who are creating funds and investing in different aspects of the longevity economy. We have so much depth this year in housing for older adults, whether it's continuing care retirement communities or active adult lifestyle or assisted living or independent living. We've got the full range of experts surrounding that whole space and also home care. So that's a real area of depth this year, in addition to what we traditionally do around all the technology that surrounds the boomers. Lori Orlov, who's one of the leading analysts in this industry around technology and older adults, will be releasing her report on voice-activated devices and how the older generation is using voice-activated, you know, things like the Amazon system. I can't say it out loud in my office where mine will actually come on, so we all know her name, right?
Yes.
Or Google Home, or any of the voice-activated systems, even Siri on our own phones. So Lori's got a great report that will be premiering at the event.
And because it's in the Bay Area, I'm sure there'll be an even greater emphasis on some of the tech that you're going to be kind of showcasing. What are some of the other things that we can anticipate this year?
We're going to be talking a lot about go-to-market strategies. We always focus on marketing topics, but we're going to put a little bit more emphasis on it this year. We're going to be helping people navigate the whole content marketing space and how they should be communicating there. We've got Addie Braun, again, from Google, and she always brings us terrific insights about what's happening in search with this population. We've got the premier senior housing marketing organization, Glenn Devins, as a sponsor. And so they're going to be talking about reaching older adults in housing. So that's one, you know, big emphasis. We've got some very successful CEOs who've raised money, built incredible companies, and seen really successful exits, or some of them are actually staying in the companies they've sold but are continuing to run their companies. And they're going to be talking sort of about the secrets of the C-suite. You know, how do you build a company to that size and create a successful exit? You know, there's so many companies. This is still a relatively new marketplace, if you think about it. So there haven't been a lot of companies exit. Caring.com, Great Call are two. And so it's really important for entrepreneurs to hear from these people who were, you know, 10 years ago sitting where they're sitting, and to learn sort of what they did to make their companies more successful. Then we've got people like LiveTech, who, you know, literally program the technology events for older adults for AARP. And they're going to be there talking about what they've learned about how older adults embrace technology and how to speak to older adults. So there's just, we've got healthcare experts, we've got community experts, we have brands like Thin Optics, Envoy, Eversafe, which does a lot around fraud and scams and financial abuse in seniors. I mean, you can't beat Liz Lowy and Eversafe for their knowledge. We've got people like Jim Murphy from United Healthcare. This year, we're welcoming Carl McManus, who is from Comfort Keepers Sodexo. They're an important new addition to our lineup. Wow. Lance Robertson, who is second in command for aging in our in the U.S. government. He's with the Administration for Community Living. He's going to be joining us for our closing session this year. So that will also be incredibly exciting. It's kind of an embarrassment of riches, honestly. It's a real who's who of everybody in the space. We've got Signature Health, Posit Science, LivePact, CareLinks, you name it, SeniorLink, they're there. And this is one of those events where the things that go on stage are always interesting and provocative, but the deals that happen and the meetings that happen during breaks are even more exciting. It's fun to just walk the room and listen to how people are connecting. And it's really fascinating when you see, you know, a big organization like a United Healthcare or AARP who's stepping in to work with an entrepreneur and, you know, or another nonprofit organization. And it's exciting to see those collaborations, and it's exciting to see, you know, how those help these startup companies succeed.
It is exciting. I've been, of course, a couple times. I'm looking forward to attending this year. If there are businesses out there that are working with the older consumer and they want to know what's next, this is it. This is What's Next, the Boomer Business Summit. We've been with Lori Bitter. Lori, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
I look forward to seeing you there.
Oh, yeah. You can register now.
Yeah. Thank you. My thanks to our guest today, Lori Bitter, who co-produces the What's Next Boomer Business Summit held this year at the American Society on Aging's event in San Francisco and is part of the ASA's 2020 View, your blueprint for the longevity economy. More information about the Boomer Business Summit, Lori Bitter, her book, The Grandparent Economy, and the event coming up March 28, 2018 is available at our website. My thanks as well to the ASA team for all they do to support our interviews for this series. As I say, we'll post links to everything, and as I always say, my thanks to you, the listeners, for joining me today. Your time is valuable, and I'm grateful you're spending some of it with me. I am always interested in feedback, and you can leave that at iTunes, Google Play, or send me an email at info@notold-better.com. Stay tuned for our next show, another great one, when we talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.